right, good stuff. Thank you very much to Rush for another edition of Around the Town Sounds. The time is 6 o'clock-ish, let's say. Mascot Wedding Show is coming up right after. What are we listening to?
That you're probably referring to me.
Yes.
This is the Handsome Furs with Radio Kaliningrad.
Mascot Wedding Show coming up next. All right, let's do this. The time is 6:06 in the p.m. You are still listening to KOOP Hornsby Austin, 91.7 on your FM dial or online worldwide at KOOP.org. This is the Mascot Wedding Show, Radio's Hour of Unspeakable Power. My name is David Hatta.
My name is Mac Blake. This is a show where we open the phone lines to the community. Anytime you want to call in and be a part of today's conversation, please do. The phone number is 472-5667, 472-KOOP. Anything said on this show is just the opinion of the person that said it, nobody else. If they want to send us an electronic mail, David, what do they do?
They would go to, or they would type in, mascotwedding@gmail.com. You write some, we read some.
That's how that works. And we just heard off of their album, Face Control. That was The Handsome Furs with Radio Kaliningrad. Try and get that tattooed on you, jerks.
I did.
Oh, you did?
Yeah, I just got rad. And then I said, stop right there, that's plenty.
Well, all right then. How are you doing, David?
I'm doing all right. How are you, Mark?
I'm pretty good. I was just about to tell you something, and I was like, oh, I should maybe save that for... Oh, look, here's a pin that says Mac Alliance. I didn't know.
Hey, I wonder if there's jeans in that truck.
Either a Mac repair service for Macintosh computers has made tchotchkes, or I have my own fan club, and they've decided to subtly let me know about it.
Yes, the Mac Alliance.
Which I appreciate, the Mac Alliance.
Strength through discipline.
That's true. Discipline through strength. I was downloading a new Twitter app on my phone because I don't like my old one.
Okay.
Swift Twitter app, thumbs down. And I was like, and I don't like the Twitter for Android because I got an Android phone. Not bragging.
Oh, jeez.
Not bragging, but just saying.
Right.
And so I was on, like, you know, top free apps or something like that.
Uh-huh.
And there was one of them, and it was a Truth or Dare app.
Here we go.
Yeah. Hold on. Let me see if I can whip this thing up.
Yeah. I'm with you.
Okay. And the best part about the Truth or Dare app, you asked, David?
Sure.
It's got a... we should just play this on the air.
Let's do it.
Okay.
Wait. Does it have, like, one of those, like, little icons to, you know, like the little squares? The picture, the sort of icon. Yeah, that's right. For the Truth or Dare app.
Yes.
Can I guess what it is?
Okay, you'll probably be wrong, but go ahead.
Are they like kissy lips?
No, it just is Truth or Dare.
Oh, okay. Oh.
The icon. And so I'll say David, and you are male.
Hey.
And Mac.
It's about time someone recognized that.
And I will be, should I be female or male for the purpose of this explanation?
Be male. I want to see this dynamic.
Two dudes.
Yeah.
So let's play. Now here's the best part, David.
Uh-huh.
So the, there's Truth, there's
right.
Dare. And then there's a third option. What does that third option say?
It says make it dirty.
Make it dirty. All right, we're clicking on it.
Oh, great.
Okay, so do you want Truth or Dare, David?
I want Truth.
Truth. This game may be over. Describe when and how you lost your virginity.
All right.
Okay, and we're done playing. Yay. Well, here, I'll give myself a dare real quick.
I can do it, but I don't know if the radio audience wants to hear it.
Dare. Say something dirty to David.
What a fun app.
Oh, that app's the best.
Well, thank God we've got our best and brightest working on app technology.
I know. What an awesome show that would be. Why can't we get a, why can't co-op just screw the Austin community? Am I right, David?
Yeah, exactly.
Let's go satellite radio.
Yes.
Maybe we could have all the dirty talk we want.
Mascot Wedding after hours.
Mascot Wedding después de dark. Because, you know, it's radio por la comunidad.
Sure,
so
that's right.
It's got to be in Spanglish.
That's what the camiseta says.
Yep, so that's an awesome thing. But yeah, I'm doing okay. I just got back from San Antonio.
Oh.
Yeah, I went to a Spurs game last night, which I love doing.
How did they do?
They won. They crushed the Mavericks.
Yay.
And it was an awesome game for a bunch of reasons. One of them was, now if you like the Mavericks, that's fine. And I'm not saying that this is representative of all Mavericks fans, but I've seen several Spurs versus Mavs games.
Sure.
And there are always, like, bro Mavs fans, like, right next to me.
Yes.
who, like, Nowitzki makes a shot, Dirk Nowitzki, and they're like, oh, what now? What now? I say, yo, what now?
That's right, son. That's right, Mavericks.
Oh, that's right, bro. And
give me a peck on the cheek, bro.
Yeah, and then it's like, oh, hug it out, bro. Bro, just like my hero Entourage. Yo, Jason Terry, he's my inappropriate word for anyone to say, specifically a white person. And so last night, I noticed that there was none of them around me. And I was like, oh, this will be nice.
Mavericks bros.
Yeah.
Okay.
I can enjoy the game without, like, an opposing person right in my face, like, turning around and being like, yeah, beep, that's San Antonio, or something like that. But my dad, who I went to the game with, was like, hey, I don't see any Mavs fans around. And then Jason Terry, like, you know, made an awesome shot. And then, like, two guys, like, shoot up, like, four rows ahead. And then instantly, like, turn around, like, oh, now what? Now what? But Arena Entertainment is pretty great, right?
Yes, it is. Yeah.
And they have the Kiss Cam, and they have the, what's that one at the Minute Maid Park? They had, like, the Bongo Cam.
Oh, that's right. Yeah. Where they put fake, like, animated bongos in front of you, and you sort of have to hit the air to match up with the animated bongos.
The superimposed bongos will match up. Some people do better than others. I like it when people really get into it.
I do, too.
There's also the lowest common denominator of beep, boop, 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 bop.
Entertainment.
I would say, you know, Jumbotron Entertainment, and that's the dance cam, where it's just like, dance, we'll put you on camera.
Yeah.
And frequently you get like little kids like just going nuts, and they'll make the camera, and people go, oh.
Right.
But the song they're playing is Super Freak.
Okay.
By Rick James.
Yeah, the kind you don't take home to mother.
Yeah. She's a very kinky girl. And, you know, while the, you know, PA system is telling us that she's a very kinky girl, there's these like four little kids like in front of me just like, eh, going nuts, you know, whatever. And I was like, man, this song's dirty.
Yeah, it is.
This song's about a girl who knows what she's doing because she gets around a lot. And and I was just like, look, I'm no Johnny Prude.
Right.
You know, and it's like, but it's something where, like, Super Freak, you know, it's one of these things where it's like, yeah, I guess it's dirty because it's like, you know, and it's not, the message of that song is not something I want to put on my son or daughter.
Mm-hmm.
I would be like, son, if all the members of your band have sex with this person, that means she's probably pretty good. You should have sex with her too.
That is sound advice, though.
Yeah, well, I don't know. That's maybe advice for an older brother to give.
Right, exactly.
Let's
break this down some more.
But it's like, it's something where, like, after something has been around long enough, it just, like, loses its edge.
Oh, yeah, exactly. We settled into it.
Yeah, exactly. Settled into it. And I feel like that's the way it is with sort of, like, old media.
Mm-hmm.
You know, where it's like, it could be, like, the dirtiest book in the world.
Yeah.
You know, and they'll be like, oh, what are you doing, honey? Reading. Oh, good for you.
Uh-huh.
You know, it's like, oh, I'm reading about, I can't even say it on the air, so dirty. But, like, oh, it's in a book, it's fine.
Yeah.
But if you have to see it in a movie, you know, and then like, oh, internet's worse than movie, you know, I don't know.
Right. Yeah.
I don't really have a point to this. It just sort of struck me as...
No, I feel like someone was talking about this the other day and it's going to drive me nuts now. But yeah, like the thing that we thought was dangerous, or, you know, every generation has that thing. Oh, I was listening to a podcast and someone was talking about Elvis. That's what it was. Where like he was dangerous when he first came out. And like, you know, they would shoot him from the waist up or whatever. Oh, that's right. It was on The Best Show. That's where I heard it. Yeah. And then, you know, he settled in, or we all settled in around him because he changed the world. And Elvis is completely safe now.
Yeah, it's like baby Elvis.
Right.
You know, Elvis songs to play while your baby's in utero.
Yeah.
And then there's, what was that guy? Little Richard.
Yes.
Like Tutti Frutti, which is a song. The meaning of that song is filthy.
Yes, it is.
But it's like, oh, what an adorable song.
There's a lot of those songs. Just really, really gross songs. Like, I was thinking about this the other day. How many songs from like the late 50s and early 60s have to do with falling in love with teenagers, but like they're not sung by teenagers.
Who's that one? Speaking of The Best Show, they played that song.
Oh, Gary Puckett?
Yeah.
The creepiest guy ever.
So creepy.
Yeah, but the other day I was thinking about the one, You're 16, You're Beautiful in Your Mind, sung by clearly like a guy in his 30s. It's like, hey, you know, other people fall in love. Don't pin it to like, oh, you sweet little 16-year-old, your skin's so smooth. Like,
jeez.
You don't have to... Everything I said there was completely clean, but I'm 31.
Where are your parents? Shh, it doesn't matter. Okay. I just thought I'd mention that.
Yeah, thank you for mentioning that.
Well, hey, David.
Hey, Mac.
Do you mind if last week on the show,
right,
I debuted a new segment?
Oh, that's right.
Called Mac Improves the Show.
Mac Improves the Show, right.
That's right. And what the segment is... a lot of people came up to me this week and they were like, oh, that was a great show last week because of that.
Is that right?
One person did.
Okay.
But I mean, I believe that one person probably like represents, you know, it's like a Nielsen family.
Right.
She probably represents about 30 other people.
Or maybe just one person. Anyway, but sure. Okay.
And the segment, I mean, because here's the thing, like this is the show and Dave and I, we're proud of it. And
absolutely.
We have a lot of lovely listeners out there, especially on this rainy Saturday. But we don't want to just, you know, sit back and rest on our laurels. We want the show to get better.
Yes. Innovate, if we may.
And so, yes, thank you. And so we often, David and I, will just have discussions about, you know, how to make the show better.
Right.
You know, things we could do, you know, goals and this kind of thing. And I figured, I think it'd be interesting to you, the listener, if instead of just, you know, having those meetings behind closed doors, we discuss those kind of things now on the show.
Okay. We didn't discuss this beforehand, but go ahead.
And so that's the point of Mac Improves the Show.
Okay.
Okay. So... David, you know, we want to expand our audience, right?
Of course,
of course. As I was saying, I was driving back from, you know, San Antonio yesterday, and I was listening to all this, like, San Antonio radio, specifically, like, the talk radio,
mm-hmm.
you know, and there's, like, the sports radio, and just, like, you know, these guys have, like, huge followings, like, huge. Here's the thing, we're on co-op, you know, we have a small audience. I feel like the show is a pretty good show and can reach, like, more people. We just got to get the word out, like,
yeah.
I mean, and these guys, these, like, you know, SA talk radio guys, like they knew how like to do it.
Okay.
You know, I think the people listen to those shows, I think our shows are, this show is better than their shows.
Sure. Yeah.
And so I think if their audience was exposed to our shows, we could grab the kind of audience that, you know, those SJs have.
SJs?
Shock jocks.
Okay. Right.
Yeah. We could grab them.
SJ. All right.
I mean, we just, and you know what we do? We got to go after, like, don't take prisoners, you know?
Yeah, no, I'm with you. Yeah, let's go after some.
Okay, so I wrote some radio ads for us.
Oh, okay, yeah, to play. Well,
yeah, these will be some ads, you know, to represent our radio show that I think will just, it'll help expose our show to a wider audience. Mm-hmm. And so, here.
And that's what this is, okay.
Yeah, here you go.
Yeah, okay.
Okay, yeah.
Professional.
Yeah, I wrote four of them.
Yeah.
And tell you what, we'll just read, if you don't mind, can we read them with me?
Sure, yeah.
And then we'll just make a couple tweaks probably and then just get them recorded. We could even do it right after the show.
Okay, sure.
Or maybe if these readings go well, we could just take this audio.
Yeah, well, okay.
Okay, so you just read David
right
there in the sheet. Okay, ready?
Okay, yeah, okay. Sure. Okay. Hey, Austin, you don't want to be an idiot, do you?
Yeah, no, that's how you read it. Yeah, go ahead. Actually, start over.
Okay. Hey, Austin, you don't want to be an idiot, do you?
Of course you don't. What?
Then you need to crank your ears over to the Mascot Wedding Show.
Saturday, 6 to 7.
You'll laugh so hard your junk will hurt?
Yeah.
I'm talking about a deep down hurt. Right down in your stuff. You too, ladies. You're going to feel it. No, I'm not going to read this.
Why don't you read that?
No, that's not... okay, first of all, no way co-op's going to play this.
Oh, well, these aren't going to air on co-op.
Well, still.
These would air on other stations and get people to listen to co-op. And man, you could be dirty as hell on FM stations.
Right. But I don't want to be. This isn't like our show. I don't want to be like... This is... Kind of filthy what you wrote that last sentence.
Well, you know, it's not necessarily like our show, but I mean, we have to, that's the thing, you have to speak in their language. Like if we were advertising a Spanish station, we wouldn't speak in English.
Right.
So we're advertising on these FM clear channel stations, you know, or AM or whatever. I guess, you know, that's clear channel AM, who cares?
Yeah, well, whatever. But if it's all the same to you.
So we got to talk their talk.
Yeah, but if it's all the same to you, I would like to talk around their stuff, if that's okay.
Okay, well, why don't you read number two?
Okay.
Well, see what you think of that.
So let's table that.
Go to the second one.
Okay. My name is David, and I'm crazy.
My name is Mac, and I'm also crazy.
We host the Mascot Wedding Show.
On 91.7 KOOP.
And if there's one thing we love, it's knocking back some cold ones.
If there's two things we love, the second one is girls and skirts are so short I can
easily... No, that's fine. That's fine.
You really? Let me finish.
Really?
What do you mean, really?
That's, again, it's the same problem as the first one.
What's the problem? I don't follow you.
I don't want to talk about girls.
But that's like really popular.
It is really popular.
Girls wearing like skirts so short you can easily...
Again,
people love that stuff though.
Look, I love that stuff. I don't want to go tout it around on radio stations.
See, you love that stuff. So if you hear that and you hear the names of our show, you want to hear it.
That's not what I want to put out there. And I don't really feel that this is representative of our show. You know.
You know, I put a lot of work into these.
Okay. I know, and I appreciate that. But okay, we got two more. Let's do the other two.
The next one is aimed at like a sports station.
Okay, I can do that. I can do sports. Sure, okay. Sure.
Are you ready? It says, once again, you just read David, I'll be Mac.
You got it. Okay. Man, do I love sports. How about you, Mac?
You know I do, David. And no one has hotter and fresher opinions than us.
For my money.
Money.
There is no better than Tom Brady.
Uh-oh, fresh.
And the I don't want to read this one.
No, just go ahead and read it.
No, I'm not gonna. I don't want to read this.
Well, why don't you? I mean,
it's kind of awful.
Well, it may look awful on paper, but when you hear it spoken, it has like a different feel to it.
I'm almost certain I'm not gonna like this.
Well, no,
way.
Just give it a chance.
Okay.
Look, we're already here.
Can we back it up then? Can we just let's take it from the Tom Brady one?
Okay. And could you, you know, you're being.
I'm trying.
All right.
But I'll meet you halfway. Okay. I'll read through it. Okay. All right. All right. For my money.
Money.
There's no one better than Tom Brady.
Uh-oh. Fresh.
LeBron James. If that guy got hit by a bus, I probably wouldn't dial 911.
David, that's offensive.
Don't you mean fresh?
That's what I meant.
The Mascot Wedding Show on 91.7 Co-op.
Saturday, 6 to 7 p.m. Look, we got through that one.
It felt awful.
What are you talking about?
I really just...
Dude, why? That's what sports you need. You need the fresh opinions.
Why wouldn't I dial 911 if LeBron James got hit by a car?
I don't know. Some people don't like him because of that whole like Miami Heat thing.
Yeah, but that's just sports. Like,
yeah, well,
it's
look.
It's a real man.
That's what it takes to succeed in radio, David. You have to have fresh opinions.
Sure. And so by the freshest opinion out there is... Don't call 911 if LeBron James gets hit by a bus.
I was listening to a sports talk DJ, and he was pro the September 11th attacks.
Jesus!
Yeah, and his fans loved him.
That's pretty fresh.
I'm not saying we go that far.
No, heavens no.
But we got to at least kick up the freshness a little bit.
Oh, okay. Well, that's... All right.
All right, we'll tell you last one. This one is aimed at like... this will go on like a you know, like a talk radio station and gets a little political.
Like okay, political
like the Rusher or the Glenn Beck stations.
Okay.
No, just trust me.
Open mind. All right.
Look, Air America's not around anymore, okay? You guys lost that one.
True enough.
Okay.
All right.
So, once again, David.
Yeah. All right. Our economy is in ruins.
Our healthcare system kills more people than it helps.
Our leaders have abandoned us.
Our enemies grow stronger.
Our children are growing up without a future.
Our cars get less gas mileage.
Movies aren't as much... Really? I'm sorry. Okay. Movies aren't as much fun.
Rapes have increased.
Jesus. Two out of every five Americans will lose a limb in the next year.
Who will help us?
Who will lead us?
Who will make America great again?
I will.
And I will.
We are Mac and David of the Mascot Wedding Show.
I will lead you.
Saturdays on 91.7 Co-op.
Put your hand in ours.
6 to 7 p.m.
We will all be married together now.
The nightmare is over. Really? This is
Boom.
What you...
That was great.
No, that wasn't
Can you
great.
Feel that? Do you feel that right now?
What am I supposed to feel besides...
I'm a little messed up.
I feel gross.
I'm a little messed up right now. Like, that messed me up. You know what I mean?
No.
That hit me like here.
Like...
And also here.
Okay, please don't do that.
I'm just telling you, just showing you where it hit me.
Yeah, no, I got it.
That was tight stuff. Oh my gosh. Now imagine that playing with like some, you know, little fife and drum.
Okay, like...
in the background.
Yeah, like revolution
know.
Music.
Yeah. Oh, right. Wow. Boom.
I feel like you haven't been paying attention to the news lately.
Dang, man. What are you talking about?
Yeah, just maybe we can tone that rhetoric down a little bit.
Whatever, if you say so.
Yes, I do say so.
So the last one's a winner. You want to do that one?
No. Look.
You know, I'm just trying to help the show. I'm just trying to help the show here.
The faintest praise I can. That was your best one. But again, I would rather not.
All right, you know what? Maybe we should talk about this off the show. I mean, off the air.
Okay, that's fine. Hey. I didn't hurt your feelings, did I?
Why don't we take a break?
No. Hey,
no, look. Let's take a break.
You really tried hard.
Can we just play some music? Can we just do that?
Okay, let's play some music.
All right, what do you want to hear?
What do you got?
This is you.
Oh, this is me? I'm not even... Okay, we'll talk.
Oh, well, do you want me to cue in?
Yeah, I got it.
I can do that. Well, in that case, we're going to listen to... no, I got it. It's okay. The name of the band is The Submarines. This is the wake-up song off their album, Honeysuckle Weeks. More Mascot Wedding Show after this. Yep, that'll do it. Back. More Mascot Wedding Show. My name is Mac Blake.
My name is David Hatta.
The phone number again, 472-5667. Email is what?
MascotWedding@gmail.com.
We just heard The Submarines with the wake-up song off of their album, Honeysuckle Weeks.
Aw, that sounds pleasant.
It is. More music later in the show, of course.
What? Get out of here.
Yep, that's how we do it.
Yeah.
I gotta tell you, Austin, it's a little wet outside.
It is, but thankfully it's not as cold as it used to be.
If you're driving, make sure you're driving it safe.
And if you're outside, wear a raincoat, and if you're inside, wear two. Okay, maybe we should record those promos.
Yep.
Something I was thinking about the other day, speaking of weather, thank you for that lovely segue.
Lay it on me, sucker.
It was it was mighty cold this past week.
Oh man, was it ever. Not cool.
Yeah, it was like bone chilling at times. I mean,
my bones were chilled.
Because I ride the bus, as you may know. And so I'm outside a lot more than I would be if I was in a car. And I notice the weather a lot more than I used to. But then something occurred to me. Like, this past week, it was cold. And it got to about like low 30s, high 20s, right? Yeah, something like that, let's say?
Yeah, at times.
Yeah. And like we also live in a place that's very hot too. Yes. Yes.
Of course. Sorry about that. Of course we do.
But like the hottest it'll get is about 100, 105 degrees, something like that. But that's not too far off from the hottest place on Earth. You know, like
is it?
We make it to 105. Like there's places in Africa that'll hit like 135, stuff like that.
Jeepers.
So which is, don't get me wrong, very very hot. But something occurred to me this week as I was braving the 30-degree weather is that it gets down to like 120 degrees below zero in other places. Like, that is frighteningly cold. So I don't know. It's it boggled my mind that as bad as like, this is unpleasant outside, we got it pretty good. I don't know. I feel like that's something I should talk about like if I was high. But
yeah, some guy said he was in Milwaukee and it was like 17 below.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Crazy cold.
Yikes.
There's still 100 degrees left to go before we hit like the coldest on Earth. So not that I'm saying. Which do you prefer? Too hot or too cold?
Oh, my Lord. I generally would rather be cold than hot.
Mm-hmm.
Because you could always put an extra layer on.
Yes, exactly.
You know, but if it's hot, what do you want me to do? Like, there's only so much I could take off.
Right. Yeah, or I can jump in water, which if it gets hot enough, will start to boil. You
but
know, that sort of thing.
Being here in Texas, I'm totally better equipped to handle heat now than I am cold.
Uh-huh, yeah.
Like, I can walk around my apartment and sweat up a storm.
Oh, sure.
When I walk around my apartment and I'm like, can never get warm,
mm-hmm.
that now I start to get a little unnerved.
Yeah, it's there's this frightening moment there when you're like, I've done all I can.
I don't know. I'm generally, I like the, you know, I'm talking to people, and I know it's like, oh, weather, whatever.
Mm.
But I do appreciate the cold weather.
I do too. Oh yeah, don't get me wrong. And in fact, like, but the thing I don't like about it is that my life is not catered to cold weather. Because when cold weather hits, the one thing I want to do, and the one thing I think everybody wants to do, is stay inside
and blaze one.
And yes, really, lay some crippler hits down.
By blaze one, I mean like a Duraflame log.
Oh right. That's a tiny Duraflame log that you're holding.
I was just signaling to our friend Andrewosis, who's uh-huh. sitting outside the glass.
Yes.
It's giving him the joint symbol.
Yes.
He's a real Panama Red, if you know what I mean.
I know exactly what you mean.
Okay.
But yeah, you know, when it gets cold, I want to stay inside and watch movies all day and eat ice cream.
Of course. Wait, ice cream.
Ice cream is great when it's cold outside.
If you say so.
It is fantastic.
Well, I mean, why are we arguing? Is ice cream never not great?
Ice cream's always great.
There you go.
Yes. But yeah, I still got to like go to International Tomato and stuff, and I still got to work. And I don't like that.
Yeah, jeepers. Could you turn on? Like, I don't like talking about work stuff here.
Mm-hmm.
But let's just say that either the thermostat broke, they threw away the key, or they're trying to be real chintzy when they're saving money because that place is cooled.
Yes, right? Like I don't get that joy of like taking off stuff when I get to the office. I still got to stay bundled up.
Yeah, that's weird.
Yeah, I'm not Jacob Marley.
Right, that's true. You're not dragging chains and warning me to change my ways. Well, you're doing one of those.
Did they ever explain what Jacob Marley did in life?
He was Scrooge's old partner.
Right, but how did his ghost end up in chains?
Oh, look, we don't have to get into this. His chains were his like misdeeds or something like
oh,
that.
Oh, okay, so they were metaphorical.
Yeah.
Okay, I thought like you know because.
Hey, David.
Yes.
Guess what? Ghosts aren't real.
Fair enough.
Okay.
Thank you, Kobe Stopper.
Winner, winner. Oh, this is the other thing. I mentioned the Spurs game later. Earlier. Whoa, weird. Future. Just ripped a hole in the space-time continuum.
Right.
There's a guy who the in-arena entertainment between like you know quarters whenever there's a timeout.
Mm-hmm.
Whenever somebody wins one of their contests, like what a burger fry toss or whatever, right. he goes winner winner chicken dinner. And he's like says it so much, it's like he's trying to make it his catchphrase.
Uh-huh.
And not gonna happen. Anyway.
Well, I feel like you can do that if enough time passes. Like I'm trying to get whoomp there it is as my catchphrase. I feel like if I say it enough, it's mine.
Hmm.
Right. It's like squatter's rights.
Yeah, but do you want to squat on Winner Winner Chicken Dinner?
I don't. I want to squat on Whoop There It Is.
Because the weird thing is sometimes they're giving away like actual food.
Mm-hmm.
Like a guy won an HEB gift certificate and he's like, Winner Winner Chicken Dinner. It's yeah. Like, well, he might buy other stuff.
Yeah, exactly. Well, you can't say Winner Winner Toilet Paper.
He did say Winner Winner Burger Dinner.
Oh.
When somebody won some Whataburger.
Man, Burger Dinner sounds good.
Yeah. Mm. Oh, no.
Yeah, that's right. My stomach's getting some airtime. Man, look at you with these segues. I wanted to talk about this. I want to talk about this last week. Thank God I didn't, because an extra layer was added onto the story. I wanted to talk about, everybody knows by now, the homeless radio guy.
Give me the brief summary, because I keep seeing headlines for it, but I don't really know what it is.
Well, you, sir, are one of the blessed. There was a man in Columbus, Ohio, or in Ohio. His name was Ted Williams, not to be confused with the dead baseball player.
The frozen dead baseball player?
Yes, the legendary head of Ted Williams. No, there was a homeless guy named Ted Williams, and he had a sign that said, I have the God-given gift of voice. And so some guy for the Columbus Post-Dispatch pulled up to him with a little flip camera and said, hey, talk into this camera. And so the guy apparently had this really great, you know, rich radio voice.
Uh-huh.
And from there, it took off. The video was played, you know, millions of times, you know, millions of hits on YouTube or whatever. This guy became a national story. He was on the Today Show. He was doing commercials. He was doing like the Cleveland Cavaliers games.
Oh, really?
Yeah. And it was a really great story. And what I wanted to talk about last week was that, you know, by the time last week had rolled around, the story had already sort of split. There were people who thought this was the greatest story ever and they will never hear another story again. Don't you even try to bring something else up because this is so great. Okay. Why are we not talking about him right now? And then there was the camp of people who were like, aren't we done with this guy? He's got a great voice. Who cares? Like, just sort of real bitterman.
Mm-hmm.
And both sides bothered me. And so what I wanted to talk about last week was just, I wish we all had the same sort of collective consciousness where we could all process a story together. We can all just digest it and then we could all move on together. Like, no man left behind. It's like, okay, we've all gotten the good feeling out of the story. Great. What's the next news story?
Uh-huh.
But that's never going to happen. There's always going to be those people. And again, my favorite news site, Yahoo News. Like, when you go on the comments, you know, for this Ted Williams story, it's like, hey, you know there's two wars going on, right? It's
like,
you know the news isn't just that, right? The news is a lot of things. They got to fill a 24-hour cycle. So maybe, why don't you go read the war news if you're going to do that? Then this week happened. This week was great.
What happened this week?
Oh, I'll tell you in a segment I like to call, This Is Why We Can't Have Anything Nice.
Okay.
Ted Williams is in rehab now.
For what?
For alcohol addiction or abuse. Addiction? Yeah, you can get addicted to it, sure.
So there's a reason why he was homeless.
Yeah, he did it to himself. Like, you know, he had an actual like radio voiceover career job. And sort of did a lot of drink and a lot of drugs, and he, you know, got fired, and so he became homeless. And then he, when they found him on the side of the street, he had been clean and sober for 2 years, and then all this stuff starts happening. And look, it's gonna happen to anybody. Like, you could take me out of this radio station today and say, "Hey, I've got a truckload of free Twinkies just for being you. I'm gonna stuff myself silly on Twinkies." So if someone says, "Hey, congratulations on being awesome, Ted Williams. Here's a free drink." He has been living on the street for a long time.
Yeah, this doesn't make him an awful person.
No, of course not. But then when he went to the Dr. Phil show.
Oh, my God.
To be reunited with his estranged family.
Oh, why did that happen?
Exactly. Exactly. Because Dr. Phil wanted to wring a little bit more out of the story. And he wanted to reunite him with his daughter. And look, this is going to sound awful, but people come in and out of your life for a reason sometimes. Like,
okay.
If you haven't seen your dad or your daughter in years, maybe just let it be. Don't reunite, especially not after, like, hey, suddenly I'm famous. Let's, why not bring my daughter in? I can't wait for her to sort of, you know, milk this for all it's worth. So they got into a heated exchange. Some words were thrown at each other. Some fists were thrown.
Whoa.
He didn't throw fists at her, apparently. But she, you know, she punched him or whatever.
Is that a doctor? Do people fight in the Dr. Phil show?
No. This was before the doctor. Like, you know, they had flown them all out to L.A.
Okay.
And they had, you know, did sort of pre-production meeting. And this was sort of in the pre-production meeting. Yeah. So in the lead up to this Dr. Phil show, Ted Williams sort of like, hey, I'm a monster. I am back on the drink. And so now he's in rehab. Like, is he better off now than he was 3 weeks ago?
Well, if he's rehabbing it in rehab and not rehabbing it on the street, I think he's probably better off.
Okay. Who's paying for this rehab, though?
I don't know. Somebody must be, though.
Somebody must be.
Did you actually watch a Dr. Phil segment?
Absolutely not.
Oh, I was a little disappointed. I was hoping you could reproduce one of his folksy sayings.
Oh, yeah, exactly.
Like, you're like a porcupine in a still. You're going to poke holes and you're going to get drunk or something like that.
Well, I don't know why you're hanging out with him. You can lead a horse to water, but horses hate water.
You can stick your hand up a frog puppet, but you can't do the Kermit voice. Which, as we all know what that means.
It's pretty great.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That means be yourself, I think.
Yeah. So now, unfortunately, this thing has come back on me where it's like, hey, let's all get on the same page about this lovely news story. And I feel like we are. And we're all like, ugh, I wish this news story hadn't gone there.
What's the name of that guy who was like, hide your kids, hide your wife? Antoine Dobson?
Antoine Dobson, yeah.
Man, it's weird. It's just a thing today. I just can't get my brain around it. Mm-hmm. How if people make the news for one moment, be it, or they hit the public consciousness, excuse me, for one moment, be it on like some awful, you know, reality TV show or something, they feel from that moment on they are famous forever.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Like the worst example of this is like Heidi and Spencer.
Uh-huh.
Like that dude thinks he's got a career just being this guy.
Yeah, and we just don't know it yet.
Yeah, and that it hurts my heart to think about it, David.
It really does. Like,
also, I need to change my diet.
Well, yes, that's a lot of salt going in here.
Well, I like the salty stuff.
All right. But I don't know. That's where I went with that.
So we should try and get him on the show, is what you're saying?
Yes, I think we can get him at a budget rate.
Let's do it. I'm going to reunite him with someone he don't know.
We'll bring out that third chair.
Yep. Hey, you want to take a break?
Yeah, let's take a break.
What do you want to hear?
We are going to go with the Fresh and Onlys from their Play It Strange album. This is Fascinated. More Masco Wedding Show after this.
Oh, how's it going, folks? Welcome back to the Mascot Wedding Show. Hey, we got a phone call, and I think this is our first call of the year. KOOP, you're on the air.
Hey, Mac.
Hey, you're our first caller of the year. What's your name?
No kidding.
Yeah.
You know who this is.
Oh, we know each other?
Yeah, pretty well.
I don't know. Who is this?
It's your neighbor.
Oh, Tolbert.
Yeah, hey. Man.
Hey, I'm sorry. Of course that's you.
No, it's okay. I've been away for a while. You probably don't know my voice that well.
Yeah. Well, I mean, it's, you know, it sounds different over the phone.
Yeah, hey, so what are you doing?
Doing the radio show, man.
Oh, right, of course, because I'm calling the radio show.
Yeah, that's
right.
I'm playing the Spins to Get the Grins.
Excellent. Hey, listen, if you got a few minutes, I kind of wanted to talk to you.
Yeah, I can do that.
Yeah,
What do you want to talk about?
Well, I guess I haven't seen you since my December greetings party.
Yes, your holiday party.
That's right, yeah. It was right before the Christian Christmas.
The Christian Christmas, that's right.
Yeah, but, you know, December greetings, it covers everybody, so I just, but yeah, I guess I haven't seen you since then, and I kind of wanted to take this opportunity to apologize for some things.
Well, why are you apologizing? I mean,
Well, I think...
I can't think of anything you need to apologize for.
Well, I mean, it's no secret that I was a little inappropriate at the December greetings party.
Hey, look, you know, at parties, like, people drink, you get a little loose, you know?
Uh-huh.
If you were a little drunk, I mean, that's fine. Don't worry about it, okay?
Well, I mean, I was more than a little drunk. You know how it is.
Well, what are you referring to?
What time did you leave the party?
I left around like midnight.
Oh.
I think.
Oh, okay, because things are a little fuzzy for me, so I don't know how much apologizing I need to do.
Uh-huh.
Did you leave before or after we started caroling?
Before. I don't remember that, so before.
Okay, well then, okay, so I don't need to apologize to you for that.
Why would you need to apologize to me for caroling?
Well, like I said, I got a little drunk, and I insisted that we all go caroling. But instead of going Christmas caroling, I was very insistent and we go sing songs that only I know.
Oh.
So nobody really wanted to do that. Because, I mean, we just went around singing Hey Jealousy.
by the Gin Blossoms.
Yeah, we sang that, and we sang Take a Look Around.
I don't know that one.
Sure you do.
Who's that
by
one?
LB?
LB?
Yeah. Limp Bizkit.
Oh.
From
wow.
The Impossible 2 soundtrack.
Yeah, isn't that Limp Bizkit, is that song dirty?
No, well, sort of. It says the word that starts with F.
Okay. All right. I can see why people might not have been into that. But you know what?
Yeah.
Apology accepted, even though I wasn't there.
I also want to apologize for the tickle toe.
I'm tickle toe?
Yeah. Did you not see the tickle toe?
I think that was after I left. What's a tickle toe?
The tickle toe. I had it hanging up in the kitchen because I thought kissing would be really inappropriate. So I didn't have mistletoe this year.
You had tickle toe.
I tickle toe. I thought it would be more fun if people tickled each other.
And people, how'd that play out?
It did not go well.
Oh.
I got a little inappropriate.
Oh, okay. Well, I mean, it's a party. I think people will probably forgive you.
Mm-hmm. You didn't happen to see what I did to the Christmas tree, did you?
The Christmas tree? No, it was just in the corner.
Okay, so you left before that point. Okay, that's good. But I don't have to apologize to you for that.
Wait, what'd you do to the Christmas tree?
Well, like I said, I got drunk.
Yeah?
And I didn't really know where everything was, so I made toilet under the Christmas
okay,
tree.
Okay, all right.
Oh, I'm sorry. Can I say that on the radio?
I wish you wouldn't talk like that. I mean, you may...
Right? I shouldn't say that I made toilet.
Oh, yeah. Please don't say that.
Okay, right. I'm sorry. I won't say that.
Okay, I appreciate it.
Okay. While I got you on the phone, I'm going to apologize for the way the White Elephant gift exchange went.
That also was after I left. You did a lot of stuff late.
Yeah, well, I thought people would, you know, stick around till sundown. I bought stuff for breakfast.
Oh, I had to get to work the next... Wait, what happened with the White Elephant gift exchange?
Oh, you mean Santa Tolbert's White Elephant Hot Tub and Erotic Pleasure Factory?
Yeah, I don't know what... I can't see why that went wrong.
Well, I thought it was innocent. I thought we could all just, you know, because it was cold outside, so we all just...
Yeah, no, I could...
You know,
I bet I can guess, yeah.
We do our White Elephant exchange in the hot tub, and then it would become a pleasure factory.
Okay.
For all your decks and delights.
Okay.
That did not go over well either.
Yeah, I bet it didn't. That doesn't surprise me.
So you don't think I should bring that back for next year? Santa Tolbert's White
Elephant? I think you could probably skip that. I think you probably... Well... What is it again? I should.
It's Santa Tolbert's White Elephant Hot Tub and Erotic Pleasure Factory.
Santa Tolbert's White Elephant Hot Tub and Erotic Pleasure Factory?
Yeah, is that no good? Should I change the name?
Why don't you just skip it next year?
Okay, maybe I will.
Jeez.
Okay.
You didn't think that, you thought that was really going to go over well.
I thought I'd give it a shot. You know, it's the holidays. It's my December greeting party.
All right. Usually people like things a little bit not so aggressively sexual.
I guess. Maybe you're right. I just thought since it was the holidays and everyone was just having a good time under the tickle toe, I thought maybe, you know.
Well, you know what? Holiday spirit, live and learn, Tolbert, okay? Just,
okay.
I'm sure it'll be fine next year.
Hey, while I got you on the phone, you wouldn't happen to have your friend Ladarius's number, would you?
I do have it. Why?
Okay, I need to call him. I'll get it off the air, but I may have said something inappropriate to him.
What'd you say to Ladarius?
Well, you know, he brought his alto sax to play some holiday tunes. And,
yeah, he's awesome on that thing.
Really talented?
Yeah, he rips it up.
Yeah, and so I told him that he was so talented he should be a part of the Trans-Nigerian Orchestra.
You mean Trans-Siberian Orchestra?
I think that's what I was supposed to mean.
Yeah.
That explains what happened next.
What happened next?
I got punched.
By Ladarius?
In the toilet area.
Okay.
Yeah, that did not go well either.
Yeah, you probably should apologize.
Yeah, I'm gonna apologize to him. I will.
Yeah, but look, Tolbert, I mean, like, this happened, like, you know, it's like that was like 3 weeks ago.
Uh-huh, yeah. But
why are you bringing all this up now?
Well, because I just got out, and so I'm just kind of making amends now.
You just got out?
Uh-huh.
Out of what, like out of your house?
I got out of the Hoof Gal.
The what?
I got out of jail.
Oh.
Yeah.
Why were you in jail?
I feel like I should apologize for that too.
Yeah. Why were you sent to jail, Tolbert?
Well, I guess you left before then, but
yeah, I guess so.
I thought I would spice up the December greetings party.
Uh-huh.
So I spiked the punch.
Okay, that usually you don't get sent to jail for spiking the punch.
With PCP.
Oh my lord.
And I burned down a church.
Oh my god! Tolbert! Why did you do that?
Again, it did not go the way I planned it to.
How did you think that was gonna go?
I don't know. I thought with PCP and everybody we would just sort of experience the holiday season.
A church?
Yeah, well that was unfortunate. It's sort of across the street and it was just the first thing I thought. It was calling to me.
It was calling to you. Was this before or after the PCP?
After.
Yeah. Tolbert, I don't know what to say, man.
Yeah, well, I guess the thing I want you to say is that you forgive me.
For what? It's not under my power to forgive you.
Could you just say it for me?
Okay, for what?
For everything.
Do you feel bad about everything?
I sure do.
All right, and what's you just got out of jail. Are you going to have to go back?
Well, that depends on when they set the court date.
Well, have you apologized to the church? Do you burn down the churchgoers?
I have not seen anybody from the church since then.
Well, you can't.
I think that might be a problem.
Why don't you try calling them?
Perhaps I shall.
Yeah. Tell you what, you do that and then. Tell you what, here you go. Maybe, look, I don't know what to do here.
Oh, you know what?
I forgive you for for the Christmas tree thing. How about that?
That's a start.
Yeah,
okay.
There you go. Okay. Something to go off of.
One down, several more to go. Well, listen, hey, I'm gonna call a bunch more people. But you have a happy January and. Will I be seeing you for my February party?
What day is it?
It's going to be February 18th.
Oh, busy that day, man.
Are you sure you're not going to make it?
Oh, I'm positive. That's Wait, what is it?
My February President's Day wife swap.
Okay, you know what, Tolbert? I'm going to call you off the air, and we're going to have a talk.
Okay, sounds great. I look forward to your call.
I feel like you're making the same mistakes.
We'll see. All right, I'll talk to you later.
Okay.
Okay, bye-bye.
Bye. You know, there's no church next to where we live. Oh, my God. Tolbert. That's haunting. That guy's got some problems. Oh, my gosh. Oh, my Lord. Oh, folks. Ah. You need to do me a favor, folks. You need to do me two things. Number one, stay dry. Number two, stay tuned to Co-op because the clear spot is coming up next. Yeah. With Linda. Yeah. And by the looks of it, she's high as a... No, I'm just joking. She's got a great show, right? She's high on life.
That's right.
Yeah.
High on rain.
Going to be high on rain. Is that a new street drug? Is that a new club drug, Linda? Look, I don't know. I don't know what these rock and roll kids do. There's a family show here. Hey, for more information about David and myself, you may visit mascotwedding.com. That thing's got archives of past show and other stuff. We are on Facebook. Be our friend. And we're also on iTunes. There are podcasts you can subscribe to it on iTunes. I hear it's a good time. So we're going to close out the show with The Who and their song, Someone's Coming Off of the Who Sell Out. For more information, I already said that stuff. Goodbye, David. Where were you during that?
I had to tend to some business.
No, that's understandable.
I had to help Linda with her trunk.
Yeah, okay, yeah. That's fine. Well, goodbye, Austin.